Okay, today we learned Daf Torah of Parsha Zachar, which is in the back of the Chumashim, following Parsha Shkolim. In the Shul Chumashim, it's on page Tof Reish Samach, the end of the page. The Sfardim here, he had one pasuk. Vayemish Shmuel al Shol, Oisi Sholach Hashem l'mashkach al-melech. Al Amal Ya Yisrael, Vatashma Alakal Divrei Hashem. An introductory pasuk, which tells us that Shmuel is speaking and addressing Shaul, who had just become king. I'll explain the reason for that introduction. God sent me to make you a king. Shaul knew that by now. He didn't make him a king once, he made him a king twice, once in private and once in public. I'll explain it momentarily. The pasuk Beis of Perek Tesvav, which is the first pasuk of the Aftara as Ashkenazim laying it, is Kayav Hashem Tzavakais, Pakadati es Asher Osa Amalek li Yisrael. I remember that which Amalek did to the Jewish people, Asher Somlai Baderach Balaisim Mimitzroyim, attacking him on the road as the Jews left Egypt. Ata Lecha Vahakisa es Amalek, go and do battle with them, Vacharamtem es Kol Ashalai, and destroy all his possessions. And have no mercy, a specific command, that to have rachmanis, vehimata me'ish ad isha, me'oilel va'ad yoinek, mishar va'ad sem, yigomel va'ad chamar. And destroy them totally, obliterate them. Nobody should remain, man or woman, child of any age, or any living creature that's a possession of the Amalekim. Now here, I'd like to explain the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. There's something of a question as to why this mitzvah saseh, which is one of the Tayag mitzvahs, was not mekuyim in the 440 years preceding it, nor did any king in the entire malchus of the many kings that are to come go out to be mekayim it. Even when David does battle with Amalek in Perek Lamed, it's incidental. It's not setting out to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Mechias Amalek. So half of this question is answered from a Gemara, and the other half needs Achrayim. Okay, the question of why they didn't do it beforehand is a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf, where the Gemara tells us Shloisha Mitzvahs Nistavu Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael had three mitzvahs that they were commanded when they entered Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi there says they had to be Mekuyim in order. And they were to make a king, destroy Amalek, and build a Beis HaMikdash. Now, they couldn't build a Beis HaMikdash until they had a king. And that's why no Beis HaMikdash was built in those 440 years. Nor could they do battle with Amalek until they had a king. And that answers half the question. Why was nothing done beforehand? Because the order is Daraisa. Melech, Amalek, Beis HaMikdash. Now, the question of why they did not... Nobody in the rest of the history of Tanakh, no king set out to destroy Amalek, is more mysterious. The Gemara does not give a reason.
Afterwards.
After, yeah, Shaul fails, Agag lives. Why didn't David HaMelech or Shlomo HaMelech, or all the great kings, Asa and Yehoshaphat and Chizkiyahu.
Even
Shaul. Don't kill that everybody except there were some small remnants who weren't
a power. So the only small remnants, certainly it's easy to do.
You didn't know they were.
You didn't know they were. Okay.
You didn't know they were. They were like pockets of existence.
Even Shaul wouldn't have done it. Okay.
It's not true that they didn't know who they were, because we find in Perek Lamed where David fights with Amalek, not because he's setting out the Mekayim Mitzvah Mechias Amalek. Amalek just in his way, like he did battle with others. Oh, so that's also a question. So I'll tell you, in the Mayadim Uzmanim, in the second volume, he has a piece where he says that the mitzvah is only to totally destroy Amalek. There's no mitzvah to kill an Amaleki. All stories to the contrary notwithstanding about different individuals who killed Amalekim, but the kiyum of the mitzvah saseh is only when you totally destroy Amalek. Machay timcha esecha Amalek, the mitzvah is to destroy Amalek totally. In the Mi'adim Izbanim, he brings five rayas to this. One of the rayas is the fact that nobody did it later. And what he says is that once the Amalekim was spread out, it was not possible, Derech HaTeva, to be mekayim the mitzvah, to kill Amalekim without destroying them totally is not a kiyum of machitim chesecher Amalek. That's his suggestion. The difficulty with it is the question that you asked. So how they build a Beis HaMikdash? If the three mitzvahs have to be mekayim in order, so appointing a melech, destroying Amalek, and building a Beis HaMikdash, if they were mekayim the mitzvahs only to destroy them totally, so how did they build the Beis HaMikdash?
It must have been not that way, because Hashem told the Navi to appoint a melech. That came from
Hashem. No, melech is first, that came from Hashem. Right. But the question is, second is Mechias HaMalek, and only then bin your Beis HaMikdash.
Why didn't Moshe do it?
Do what?
When they fought the Amalekim, why did he just destroy it?
Because you have to first appoint a king. You have to settle Eretz Yisrael, appoint a king, and then the mitzvah kicks in. The order of the mitzvahs.
Why did Hashem?
It's Gzeres HaKasuv.
If he's fighting Amalek anyway.
All right. Hashem did something, and her BS why Hashem didn't do differently. You're good, but Lamaisa, we follow Hashem, not you. Hashem said the order of the mitzvahs. The Torah gives us order. And you have a good question. You know something? The Machshava Svara maybe deal with it. I'm sure they do. The question is a good question. Why? But from a halachic standpoint, it had to be in order.
There was a time on Moshe why he appointed Yoshua.
Okay, perhaps.
It's
a nafla biyad, but not the children of Rachel. That's why I pointed to Yeshua.
What's it? They're not the same Amalek.
Okay. I don't want to think of the time, but what the Brisker Rav says that Melchama LaHashem BaAmalek, it's only Api Hashem that there's a mitzvah to destroy Amalek. It had to be on Hashem's command. It's not a mitzvah you could just do on your own. And he says that that's why they had to be at Tzivui. Shaul didn't just get up and do it. And that's how he answers the question as to why it wasn't done later. Now, I don't know if either Teretz is so satisfying. You ever find another mitzvah, the Tariyah mitzvahs, that you need a specific tzavah? I don't know. But be it as it may, like I said, the question why they didn't do it beforehand is a Gemara. Why they didn't do it afterwards, we need recent Achrayim to answer. So I guess the question is maybe stronger than the answer.
It's also the mitzvah is only about near Hashem will get him in kol ha'yivecha. You saw they have complete shalom from the rest. They never had that.
440 years, there were plenty of times that they did. But the Shakei Torah, Abraham Shana, they had periods.
You don't find after that, they
didn't. Okay. Getting back, Vayishama Shaul Esa'am. So Shaul sets out to do the mitzvah, and he announces, Vayishama means he lets it be heard among all the people. Vayifkideim batiloim, he counted them using sheep. It's a lot easier to use half a shekel. It's a lot cheaper too. He gave everyone a sheep, and Vayifkideim batiloim, and he counted them with sheep. Masayim elef ragli, 200,000 people. Vaseras alofim, 210,000 esish Yehuda, members of Sheva, of his Shevet that he called together. Not of his Shevet, rather of Shevet Yehuda, he called together. 210,000. Very queer way to use sheep. Now Rashi here in Shmuel says that he provided the sheep. The Melech provided the sheep. It's based on the Gemara. The Targum says that this took place on the first night of Pesach. And that answers the riddle, why in the world would you count people with sheep? It's a lot easier to count them with pieces of straw or coins than with sheep. The answer is that they came together to bring the Karban Pesach. Everybody in Klal Yisrael had sheep. Those who came to do battle, to be members of the army that was going to do battle with Amalek, their sheep were given through Shaul. They lined up. He provided a sheep to each one for the Karban Pesach. And in providing sheep for them, he was able to count. He saw how many sheep he gave. And that is the way he knew how many people there were.
Yeah, a lot of people can be counted on one sheep.
That's true. So each one had his family counted on a sheep. But whoever wanted to go to battle had to get a sheep from Shaul. So Shaul was able to count them by providing the sheep for them. That's Yif Gedeim Batalaim. It answers the question of why such a queer way of counting them. There's an interesting, I'm guessing it's an Eibshitz, just in the style of the Dvar Torah, but I don't know who says this. One of the questions of the Megillah, for which many different answers have been given, is why Esther waited for the second night, the second Mishteh,
second day,
the second day, the second Mishnah, she goes into to Shaul, and Shaul says, she goes into Shaul, he stretches out his Shabbat Azab, and they all come together, and Shaul HaShverish rather says to Esther, Mashelasech, Mabakoshosech, and tell me what you want. So she says, you know what I want? Let's have another party tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll tell you what I want. So the question is why? So numerous answers are given. Even the Gemara says numerous reasons. And here they add another reason. That the when did the first incident take place? The incident of the Shabbat Hazav? Took place on the first night of Pesach. So she didn't know that Shaul, she goes in, she invites Shaul to a meal. And Shaul says, Vayimair, let's go. You want a drink? Okay, let's go quickly. She didn't anticipate that. So suddenly they're there that night. That night is a bad mazel for her family. She's the descendant of Shaul. The first night of Pesach, Yivgedein Batloim. This battle with Amalek took place on the first day of Pesach. And it was the day that Shaul sinned, that Shaul lost his malchus. So she said, it's Reya Mazle. It's a day with a bad mazel for my family. And therefore, she said, you know what? Let's push it off for the next day. And, well, that's the real reason she did it or not. It's a Jewishy reason for why she did it.
I hate to ask why again, but why on Pesach, the first day, interferes with the Seder the night before?
Why do battle on Pesach? Yeah. It seems to be not the best time. So I'm not sure why the first time. I guess the Tzavah came, so they set out to do it. I'm not sure. Maybe it's a night of Geula, so this is also this type of Geula. I really honestly don't know. And there's no other source that it happened on Pesach. The only source, not the only, it's a Targum, but the source is the Targum that it was on Kodesh. Okay.
They weren't expecting the attack.
It's a surprise attack. It's Pesach. Very good. Very good. Vayavai Shaul at Ir Amalek, Vayorev Banachal. Shaul came to the city of Amalek, Vayorev Banachal, and he struggled in the valley. Chazal say he struggled very much with what he was about to do, to destroy all of the Amalekim. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rahman is even on one neshama, you bring an Egel Arufa, one person is killed. And here I'm going to go kill out a whole people. He struggled with the mitzvah that he was about to do. Now he set out to do it. And the Gemara says, Al tzadik harbe. Don't, the Pasuk says, don't be too much of a tzadik, zushol. Don't be too much of a rasha, zushol. Shaul was too much of a tzadik when he didn't want to kill Amalek, and too much of a rasha when he killed Naiv Ir HaKayanim. The Gemara says, somebody who starts off being too much of a rachman ends up too much being too much of an achzar. One thing leads to the other. And that was his fault, Vayorev ben Achal. And you know what's going to happen? He's going to do two averis. What are two averis? What does he do? What does he fail in this battle? Come on, Malik. And Makar Latzayin Azeb Ozna. He's supposed to kill all the animals. Right. There's a beautiful Einig Yamtiv. In the Agdoma to Rayin Yantiv, he writes that he's a descendant of Shaul. I don't know how he knows that. And therefore, he's going to be Melamed Tzchus on Shaul. I believe, I recall correctly, the introduction of the Einig Yamtiv to Shas Tshuva's Einig Yamtiv. Who he was? He was one of the great Paiskim of 180 years ago, I think. 60 years ago. The Einig Yamtiv says the following. He says, there are a few queer things in the story. Shaul struggles with killing all these people. And then what does he do? He lets one person live. How does that satisfy your conscience exactly? You let one live? You kill them all? And you leave one to stay alive? It's a very strange way to do it. And the king. The king, because he was last. In those days, the king wasn't back. But still, we leave one alive. Secondly, we read later in the Haftarah that Shaul greets Shmuel. He says, Hakimaisi es devar Hashem. I kept what God said. What do you mean you kept what God said? So Shmuel says, Umekel atzayin ezeh boznai. What's going on with the sheep? Shmuel, why are you getting all hung up about the sheep? He let a human being live. What's the worst aveir, the sheep? Or letting a person live? says, "Ma kol atzayim ba'oznai," and then he says, "Achafis Hashem." Does God desire korbanis? Kishmaya dvar Hashem. Is that what God wants? Shmuel gets all hung up. Achafis Hashem ba'ilus usvachim. Kishmaya b'kol Hashem. What are you bringing korbanis? What do you do with the korbanis? He let our God live. So listen to a night of Yantif. He's gevaldik. He says like this. Another kash. If the mitzvah to destroy Amalek is to destroy all their possessions, Megillas Esther, why didn't they destroy all their possessions? Babizel Shalachas Yadam. Why didn't they do it? The mitzvah of Amalek is to destroy their possessions. Haman was from Amalek. So Esther takes the house of Haman and gives it to Mordechai. Besides the fact that I never understood why anybody would want to live in Haman's house. Imagine someone says, here's Hitler's house, you could live in it. No one want to be there. So okay, we'll give you a shot. Well, this is when I got to all these kashas, great kashas, right? He says beautifully. He says the following. He says the mitzvah is to destroy a memory of Amalek. The first mitzvah is to destroy the people of Amalek. Well, the Amalekim. Once you destroy all the people of Amalek, there's a zecher to Amalek in their possessions. People look at their possessions. And they say, oh, shor zeh shal Amalek, bayis zeh, that's Rashi's lashon in the Chumash. Right? They shouldn't say bayis zeh shal Amalek or shor zeh shal Amalek. Then there's a mitzvah to destroy their possessions. As long as there are actual human Amalekim still alive, there's no mitzvah to destroy their possessions. Because the possession, it's a second step. If you kill the Amalekim, then you destroy things that remind you of the Amalekim. So therefore, first the mitzvah is to destroy the people of Amalek, and then the mitzvah is to destroy their possessions. So first of all, in Megillas Esther, where they did not kill all the Amalekim, there was no mitzvah of destroying their possessions. Then he says the following, listen to this. Vayara ben Nachal, the Gemara says, he struggled with two things. Kill all the Amalekim. And secondly, Vayachmel al Atzayin, they're perfectly good sheep. Why am I killing all these sheep? I kill the sheep. So Shaul came up with a loophole. He said, I have a great loophole. The mitzvah to destroy their possessions is only after you kill all the Amalekim. I'll leave one alive. And the mitzvah of destroying the possessions doesn't kick in yet. I'll keep one alive under guard. They didn't let him go. Under guard. Then we'll take the best of the karbanis and we'll bring karbanis. Why waste the animals? Bring oilas to Hashem. We'll bring oilas. And when we finish bringing the Eilis, then we'll kill Agag. We'll go in order. So it was a loophole in the Seder Hadvarim. So he says that that's the loophole, so to speak, that was used to for Shaul Hakimaisi is the Var Hashem. I didn't violate anything. I didn't do anything at all.
Well, I guess Hashem
threw
another one.
Well, he tells him, he said, you know, go do what God says. Don't worry about Karbanis. Karbanis is something else.
If he really meant it the way
of course it's what he did. Well, I don't know really, but it's very possible. It's took a strangely one alive.
Malchus, number one. To lose everything.
Listen, Herbie started up with God, you're starting up with Dainig Yantiv. Okay. No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
But, what do you mean? He interpreted it as well as the Rebbe Shaul wanted it this way, right?
Well, he used a legal loophole. You know, he violated the spirit of the law. It came from Rachmanis. Yeah, Rachmanis, they destroy such good things. Let me tell you know, when the secular press interviews from Jews, so we talk to them about the chesed we do. Maybe we talk to them about the studying we do. But it would be very hard for me to defend the sacrificial order to the secular press. Why are you taking animals and cutting the necks, spraying the blood and burning the meat? They're hungry people. Why don't you give them the meat? The answer is it's a mitzvah of the Torah, right? So when you have too much rachmanis, it's very, very hard. This didn't come from a good place. It came from Rachmanis, and you're not more of a Rachman than the Rabbi Nishalayim. And that's what happens.